My wife always jokes with me that I should have an answering machine on my phone that says, before each yontif, you know, if you're interested in knowing about how to kashi roughen, just press 1. If you're pregnant and want to eat on Yom Kippur, so press 2. So for today's answering machine should have, if you want to shave today or get a haircut today, so please press 1 to find out what the details of the shaila are. So I thought we'd talk just a little bit about this strange minig that exists, that today, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Acharonim, that somehow some of the Dinim of Svir at least are put on hold today. So let's try to get a little bit of an understanding where in the world this comes from, what's the lumdus behind this idea. So as we all know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos about the death of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and even though the Gemara doesn't relate that there's any avelos that takes place in the context of this tragedy, but the Gaon and the Rishon really quote this custom, this age-old custom in Israel, to observe a quasi-avelos for this period of the year between sometimes in Pesach and Shavuos. This Minig Yisrael expressed itself primarily in two ways, that one does not have weddings during this time, one doesn't have haircuts during this time. Then there are other extensions of that in terms of other kinds of celebrations, other kinds of music, things of that nature. But the original Minig that the Rishonim quoted these two things, to prohibit haircuts and to prohibit weddings. So as we also know, that there were two different minhagim, right? The Ramah quotes two different minhagim in terms of Sefirah Omer, how to calculate the Sefirah Omer, that we call today the first day of the Sefirah, the second half of the Sefirah. In America, somehow the Sefirah became relegated to a week and a half or something in between. Everyone takes the coolers of both sides. But whatever it is, that they're two different, officially two different minhagim in terms of Sefirah Omer. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah point out that according to those who observe what's called the first days of Sefirah, so there was a common mistake that people used to make. People would say that, well, even though they're observing what's called the first days of Sefirah, they would start from the second day of Pesach and go into Lai Vomer, came Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh, the big Yom Tov, so Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that overrides the name of Sefirah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tosu B'Yodim, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's a mistake, there's no such thing. That's Rosh Chodesh, but my name is Rosh Chodesh, and the Sefirah, Rosh Chodesh is a nice day, but what's the significance of Rosh Chodesh to cancel Sefirah? So it's on that Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Tosu B'Yodim, that the Ramah writes, that he writes the second custom of Sefirah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the second custom of Sefirah, Shulchan Aruch just quotes the first custom of Sefirah, the first days. The Ramah writes, the Yesh Nogim in our places, the Ramah writes, that to observe from Rosh Chodesh onwards, that's an acceptable custom, says the Ramah. But those who follow the first days of Sefirah have no right to assume that Rosh Chodesh plays any role whatsoever. So notwithstanding this Mechab and the Ramah, that Rosh Chodesh really is Lomalev Lomerid in terms of Sefirah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a Bracha Ronim that Vaneh Debar Mamurim, that Rosh Chodesh doesn't affect Sefirah, that's a regular Rosh Chodesh Iyar. For you have Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shechalios B'Shabes, wow, what a Zah Simchav. See what the great simcha that is. Zas simcha Rosh Chodesh Iyar Shechalios B'Shabes. So such a Rosh Chodesh, in fact, has the ability to override Sefirah. To override Sefirah, not in the sense of having weddings, not in the sense of music or dancing or other things, but at least in the realm of haircuts, because you have a combination of these two kedushas ayom, these two simchas together, Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh, so that permits one to what would otherwise be a violation of the Minhag of Sefirah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from a group of Acharonim. So that is generally the accepted practice today. That's the way that we assume that the Mishnah Berurah's calculation is correct, that the combination of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos together permits one to what would otherwise be a violation of Sefirah. There is a technical issue that some have raised about this minhag of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's in light of another Mishnah Berurah that appears in Hilchos Shabbos. So we know that generally you're supposed to get ready before Shabbos, supposed to shave, or whatever, the person shaves on top of his head, whatever it is, there's an idea of Karbat Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from in Hilchos Shabbos from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid was one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, one of the period of Baal HaTosfos. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, he's not doing the Chassidim of today, the pre-Chassidim. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, the Chassid Ashkenaz from the Middle Ages, so Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid has a whole series of different things that's called tzavos, a different series of different instructions that he left, which are not actual halachic statements, which are more api kabbalah, api sakana, things that were spiritually dangerous, things that one should try to avoid doing. So there are a few of these different tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Some of the more famous ones are, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid writes in his tzavos that two brothers aren't supposed to marry two sisters. Why is that? Because if you have two brothers married two sisters, if one of the brothers dies without children, So then it'll turn out that the sister's going to fall for Yibum to the brother, which won't be able to be done, because that'll be Yibum Machum Erva, because that'll have to be Miyabim, your sister-in-law. So it'll turn out the whole mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitz is going to be canceled. So the Gemara says in the third breath of Yibum and so on. So big deal. So Arba Achim Nesum Arba Achayas, the Mishnah speaks about it. Rabbi Nesachas says, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to set up a situation that two brothers are marrying two sisters, because it's going to lead to a bittul of the mitzvah of Yibum. So most of the poskim assume that we don't really follow that. I think I'm not saying Rabbi Cheska Levenstein, the previous Mashgiach Panovich and the Mir. I think he had two daughters and not two sons or two brothers or vice versa. I forgot already. So we usually don't assume that that particular tzavo is binding. Or we don't call it another tzavo, it's about not shechting chickens at certain times of the year, which is dangerous, Kabbalah. So again, we don't generally, the empire usually doesn't close for that for the times of Rabbi Chassid. So here the Mishnah Berurah and Uchah Shabbos quotes it's one of the tzavos of Bidah Chosid that it was considered to be spiritually dangerous to cut one's hair on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that there are some places that have this custom to follow Bidah Chosid, and those places that have that custom should follow it. And even if Rosh Chodesh falls out of Rosh Shabbos, they should follow this custom that those who are mapped it on the tzavos of Bidah Chosid. So there are some who got all tzitzit about this Mishnah Berurah and Uchah Shabbos Omer. Some say, wait a second, Mishnah Berurah and Uchah Shabbos Omer sows himself in Uchah Shabbos. In Uchah Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah quotes that you shouldn't get haircuts on Rosh Chodesh in general, regular Rosh Chodesh. Whereas here in Uchah Shabbos Omer, Mishnah Berurah just quotes this minhag that you're allowed to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, Shechalias Berav Shabbos, and Chosh Iyar. What happened to the Tzavav Rabbi Nachosin? The Emes says the question is, Kusha make our Leisa. Mishnah Berurah Nuchah Shabbos never said you have to follow Rabbi Nachosin. Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh Bekai Mishnah, in those places that follow Rabbi Nachosin, so you should be careful to follow Rabbi Nachosin even on Erev Shabbos. Did the Mishnah Berurah personally follow the Tzavav Rabbi Nachosin? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know whether Rather was one of those places or not. So the whole question is, Kusha make our Leisa. So Rabbi Maisha suggests, that what the Mishnah Berurah meant is that even those places that are otherwise makbet for Bidah Chosid, not a normal Rosh Chodesh, the makbet for Bidah Chosid, so what's the big deal? So a regular Rosh Chodesh Chalas B'Erev Shabbos, a regular Rosh Chodesh Kislev Chalas B'Erev Shabbos. So you won't get a haircut today. So you get one the day before, you get one the next day. It's not going to be such a tremendous thing. Mashenkin over here, it's a window of opportunity. It's going to close in a second. So the guy hasn't gotten a haircut, hasn't shaved in 2.5 weeks into a Pesach, and now he has to go to Lag BaOmer. The guy's looking like a mess. So Ramesha says that Mishum Kavod Shabbos, the Mishum Berurah says, this particular Mishkosh Chalos the Shabbos is Doichel Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin in a sense. Again, so either we take the approach that we're not so concerned with this Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin in the first place, or we take the approach that even those who are normally makbid under Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin wouldn't be makbid under these circumstances. Again, for most of us, that's a moot question. Myself personally, we're usually not makbid under Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin. Most of us don't think twice about getting a haircut or shaving on regular Rosh Chodesh. So for us, all of a sudden, it's funny. All year long, no one ever heard of the Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin. This Rosh Chodesh, almost everyone comes from 100 people in the last 2 days who are asking about Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin. So they never heard of it until yesterday, but all of a sudden this became the hot topic in Yeshiva. So there were some who wanted to suggest, no, what the Mishnah Berurah means is like this, not a stira. The Mishnah Berurah holds that the Tzavar Rabbi Nachosin is binding. And the Mishnah Berurah says that it's binding even the Rosh Chodesh. When the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to get a haircut for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Mishnah Berurah is only talking about when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos Dafka, when Shabbos and Sunday. But if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday and Shabbos, like it is this year, so then the Mishnah Berurah would never have been mocked it. That's what some wanted to say. So that's a... So it's Narishkeit, that Teretz. It's not a Teretz, because that would make the Mishnah Berurah not aware of the basic fact of the calendar that Rosh Chodesh Iyar cannot be on Shabbos and Sunday. That's an impossibility. Every Rosh Chodesh Iyar is a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and whenever Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, it's always Friday and Shabbos. It's never Shabbos and Sunday, otherwise Pesach will have been on the wrong day. So it'll make the Mishnah Berurah stamma to a toya. So it's Narishkeit to say that. But obviously the Mishnah Berurah knew that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls out on Shabbos, it also falls out on Friday. It's the only way for ever to fall out, and the Mishnah Berurah was still not there. So either you take the approach that the Mishnah Berurah wasn't concerned with chlal with the Rabbi Nachosin, or even if he was normally concerned with it, this particular year he wasn't concerned with it. Nevertheless, he is back there. I don't think there's any reason at all to be mocked with this. People are shepherding me. Well, the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, Yesh lahatir. So someone of them died. Yesh lahatir means Yesh lesser also. I mean, means he's not telling you you have to do it. He's just telling you you can do it. I said, you're right. He's not telling you you're mechuyev to do it. But if it's daiti, if it's muta, then you should be mechuyev to. Because then it's mamish kol Shabbos. The guy that walks the Shabbos looking like a wreck when the Mishnah Berurah says that it's muta. So I thought that was not appropriate. So if it's daiti, it's the right thing to do. A person's taka should. The person has to run to get a haircut. Most people don't get haircuts every 2 weeks. But if a guy just got a haircut before Pesach, Lavdafk is mechuyev to run today. But a guy who always shaves, I'm not going to shave today because he's chashid. So I thought that was a little bit funny. Unless he's someone who always holds it, be the rest of the year.
Why is it different than every Friday
Thanksgiving for Kavod Shabbos? So that's the Mini Yisrael. So the Mini Yisrael is the same way that an Avol doesn't shave for Kavod Shabbos. So the Mini Yisrael was to treat the Sfira like an Avelus.
So why does Rosh Chodesh make it?
We still didn't give the basic answer. That means where did this whole thing come from? So we just defended that this minhag exists and the Mishnah Berurah follows it, and we don't have to be too conservative with the chosid. But the more basic, fundamental question is: what's the lumdus of this minhag? Where is this strange minhag? That Shabbos or Chodesh somehow that's elevated. That's a different story. So I think that this shaila, this minhag, is predicated on a very, very lumdus of shaila, mamash a deep lumdus of shaila, which is as follows. We spoke about this in different contexts before. Whenever you have two Kedushas Hayoms that coincide, so one could raise the following Chakira. What's the nature of this dual Kedushas Hayom? Do we say that tomorrow is Shabbos? It happens also to be Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Shabbos is A, Kedusha A, Rosh Chodesh is Kedusha B, two separate and distinct Kedushas. But do we say no, that when you have two Kedushas Hayom that coincide, they merge together, they fuse together to create a new Chalashem? It's called the new Kedushas Hayom called Shabbos last Rosh Chodesh. It's a different Kedusha Shabbos. It's a different Kedusha Rosh Chodesh. It's in a sense a higher level of Kedusha Hayom than a regular Shabbos. You can even think of such a thing, but yes. A Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a higher level of Kedusha Hayom than a regular Rosh Chodesh. And then a regular Shabbos, it's not that there are two distinct Kedushas. It's a new Kedusha called Shabbos last Rosh Chodesh. So if one takes the approach that the two separate Kedushas, they have nothing to do with each other, they just happen to both fall out on the same day, so then the minhag really makes no sense. Because for Shabbos, we don't shave. For Rosh Chodesh, we don't shave. So because of that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, why should that make a difference? But if you hold, there's a new entity called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so that's what the minhag is. The minhag is that regular Shabbos is not enough to be Doicha Svira. Regular Rosh Chodesh is not enough to override Svira. But a Kedusha Sayom called A/B, called Shabbos / Rosh Chodesh, that is sufficient Kedusha to it, that's enough Simcha to it, and that type of overrides even the Minhagim of Svira. So this idea that Shabbos Lesh Rosh Chodesh is a new entity, although we're only talking about a Minhag Yisrael, it's rooted in Mamash, in a Din D'Oraisa, in a concept D'Oraisa called Shabbos Lesh Rosh Chodesh. Are we correct in terms of this Hakira? Is this really true, that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh merged together, fused together to become one Kedusha? So there's a famous part for the Yer Sameach that we've mentioned in passing. The Yer Sameach, dug up a Gemara Masech HaZvachim of all places. The Gemara in Zvachim has a whole discussion when you have two different Kabbanas to offer. One is a Tadir and one is a Mekudosh. One carbon is more common than the other, but the other one is a higher level of Kedusha. There are different targets, different gradations of Kedushas are Kabbanos. So Gemara, the whole Pilpul, which one comes first? The whole Sugya, for a Daf Long at the end of Zvachim, Tadir and Mekudosh, which comes first? So in the middle of that Sugya, the Gemara discusses the issue of if you have Kabbanos of Musaf of Shabbos and Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says that, believe it or not, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is a higher level of Kedusha than Shabbos. Why is that? So it's unclear why. Rashi quotes the two reasons why. Either because it has a Soyer Lechatos, which Shabbos doesn't have, or because Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayed, and Mayed for the purposes of Kabbanah somehow is a higher level of Kedusha. So the Gemara throws out the possibility, when you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so which carbon should come first? Should the Musaf of Shabbos come first? Or should the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh come first? So the Gemara says, the Musaf of Shabbos is Tadir, but the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Mekudosh. So the Gemara says, no, that the Musaf of Shabbos is also Mekudosh. Why? Because even though on a regular Shabbos, so a Shabbos is never, it's only a Shabbos Tikkun Musaf, but on a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's called a Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Musaf. That's the Gemara's Lashon. That Mahani Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, Rashvuye Musaf of Shabbos into a Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Musaf. So Tom Viosamech and says that's a din midaraisa that the Gemara is saying, that the carbon musaf that's brought on Shabbos and the carbon musaf that's brought on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is not the same carbon. It's the same shnei kvasim. Physically it's the same shnei kvasim, but it's a different chalashem carbon. That on a regular Shabbos it's a Shabbos tikka carbon musaf. On a Rosh Chodesh it's a Rosh Chodesh / Shabbos tikka carbon. And that chaps nafkamin is the din on a level of deraisa in terms of kedima, which carbon comes first. So I've commented on several occasions that I think based on this Gemara and Zvachim, so there's a minhag that's a very, very difficult minhag that I don't want to question that. I mean, how was the Hilgah Chazanim of Klal Yisrael? But there's a minhag that a lot of Chazanim do when you have a Shabbos and a Shchodesh together, or Shabbos and Yom Tov together. So when they get to the Yom Tov part of the davening, the Atav Chatanu or the Ato Yitzarta, so they say that in a Yom Tov Tikkun Nigin, in a Shchodesh Tikkun Nigin. When they get to Yisbuchu Machutzcha, when they get to Yom Shabbos Dechavosim, so they switch back to a Shabbos Nigin. Then when they get to Rosh Hashanah or to the Yom Tov part, so they go back to the Yom Tov Nusach, so to highlight the fact that this is the Shabbos Karbon and this is the Yom Tov Karbon, this is the Shchodesh Karbon, everything is different. So they highlight that by the different Nigunim. So I thought that according to this Shtickle Torah, the Yosemech, the Gemara Zvach, that's not a correct minute. Apilavnus is not a correct minute. Because when you say, Uviyom HaShabbos Nechavosim tomorrow, so you shouldn't say it in the Shabbos Nusach. You should say it in the Yom Tov Tikkun Nusach, in the Shchodesh Tikkun Nusach. Because Apidin, it's not a Shabbos Korban anymore. It's a Shabbos slash Shchodesh Korban. As the Kedushas HaYom HaShchodesh, it's Chal of this Korban. So you should highlight that by saying the Nigin of HaShchodesh, even Lagabi the Kabbalah HaYom. Again, I'm not arguing with Chazanim. Don't fight with Chazanim otherwise. But I think that according to the Yosemite, this Lomda Shavuot, this Lutva Shavuot of the Yosemite, that it's a Rosh Chodesh to the Korban. So that maybe should reflect itself in the Nigan as well. Oh, I've been saying the new.
What about the question,
why should you daven
the Musaf and leave out one? Is the
halacha
they have to say the whole Musaf over here?
Right, right. I mean, that would be the same thing. I mean, if I daven Musaf the Shabbos, if I got Rosh Chodesh, so let me just daven Rosh Chodesh to Musaf. But according to this, it wouldn't be good because you missed the whole book. Neither Musaf is good. The Yosemech has this famous word of his, Lagabe Ashayel Lamais, that we've all been doing a share about. It's also in the past. About when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so the whole pilpul and decharedim, would you have to make kiddush for a cholah? Like, I have to eat on Yom Kippur's cholah for Shabbos, so should he make kiddush, mekadosh Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Kivega said yes, Rabbi said no, so Yosemech says he thinks not. He says that if you would hold that when Yom Kippur and Shabbos fall out on the same day, the two distinct kiddushes are yoms, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so then even though Yom Kippur is not a mechayiv of kiddush, but Shabbos is a mechayiv of kiddush, so you would have to make kiddush al Shabbos. But he said, since I just proved to you from the Gemara and Zvachim that it's one Kedushas Hayom called Shabbos Yom Kippur, so this new entity of Kedushas Hayom called Shabbos Yom Kippur is not a Mechayev of Kiddush, not a Mechayev of Suda. So the guy's sick, so he eats without Kiddush. So the Yosemech, he used this Lomda Shavar that is based on the Gemara and Zvachim, mamish to be Kaveh Adidim in terms of when the person makes Kiddush, doesn't make Kiddush, etc. So according to what we're suggesting, maybe this is the root of the Minhag Yisrael also. It's otherwise strange Minhag, which we recall from the earlier Achronim, that Shabbos or Chodesh, that's wow, that's a high level of Kiddush Tayyam. That's a greater development of Simcha, and that's able to be Doicha Svira. So if you don't accept the Yosemech Shtikul Torah, if you hold that each one is a separate Kiddush Tayyam, so then Taka Shver meaning Shabbos is not Doicha Svira, and Chodesh is not Doicha Svira. So my height is the 2, 0 plus 0 equals 0. So the answer is no, that it's not 0 plus 0, that it's a new entity called Shabbos or Chodesh. Shabbos or Chodesh has the ability to be Doicha Svira.
Why can't you say it's even separate and it's not fused? It is two separate circumstances.
Right, but Lamaise, but neither one has the class to do anything. So this is the old equation in halacha, 0 plus 0.
It's a hard level of simcha. Rosh Chodesh has a level of simcha, and Shabbos has a level of simcha. And even though independently, each one doesn't have it.
Okay, maybe. I want to give it a twist. It's not a lumbershire twist in this minute. So yes.
Today's Rosh Chodesh has nothing to do with it.
Right. Let's do it. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Right? Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. That's the it happens to be that whenever Rosh Chodesh is in Shabbos, something's also be on Friday. So today being Rosh Chodesh, if anything causes us problems, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Okay? At least we have to run a chatzis here for the